I am in the studio with the Montreals. We've got Angus here on guitar and Stefan on vocals and guitar.
Yo!
Hello.
So, guys, what's going on? What's it like to be the Montreals at the moment?
It's going pretty sweet. Fun. Good. Yeah, we're having some fun, doing some things.
Yeah? What have you got coming up at the moment?
Going on tours.
Yep, we're going to play some shows in Sydney.
Two shows in Sydney.
Melbourne.
Yeah, that's it. And then frickin' hometown. Boom, boom.
Where are you playing in Adelaide?
The old stomping ground.
Fat Controller?
Fat Controller, sorry. Yeah, for the kids at home.
Yeah, our very favourite. Lovely venue, that. Played a really big headline show there.
Yeah, there's a dumb video of that. And there's boats. And it was like people like surfing in the... Oh, it was so fun.
I saw that. Confetti. Crowd surfing on a boat.
Yeah, and it's awesome. Going to happen again this week.
No, we got different... I got some ideas for this one. I got some dumb things.
Yeah, no. Just come along to show you.
You like Stack Cup? There. Yeah.
Dom Alessio from Triple J has filed your music next to The Jungle Giants, Two Door Cinema Club, and music you can't stop tapping your foot to. How would you guys describe your music?
Someone a while ago said glittery golden vomit. That I thought that was really
I think
cool.
You said that.
No, I reckon it was somebody.
Are you quoting yourself, Stefan?
Yeah, no,
some genius.
No, somebody said it and I'm running with it. And yeah. I like that. Yeah,
glittery golden vomit. Yeah,
so it's fun, it's poppy.
Yeah.
But it's a bit trashy
and you're probably trashy. Drunk. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
yeah.
A bit trashy. That's
so who are you guys inspired by?
Those sort of indie rock pop bands.
Yeah.
But
Also lots of like R&B stuff. I love like Frank Ocean, all that jive, like Steve Lacy,
yeah.
All them.
Yeah, anyone doing sort of like cool, new, creative things.
Yeah, and also that aren't just like, we just play music. You know what I mean? Like, we like having like everything going on, the visuals, you know, just always doing dumb things. I think that's just cool.
Agreed.
How would you say your sounds evolved from the beginning? Have you changed at all?
I think it has, yeah.
I think, well, the first song, we went in the studio, we didn't even have it written, so we just, like, literally winged it. I think now we're getting better at not doing that and just, like, actually writing things, you know?
So you used to just go in and just see what happened?
Yeah, we had, like, an idea. Like, I think Wellesley, it was so funny. It was, like, the song that went off, like, the most and got, like, the biggest playlist and streams and all that thing. We literally hadn't wrote it. We went in there. And Angus was very hungover. Anyway.
That was such a bad day my personal life.
Yeah.
But it turned out sick.
Yeah.
That's a bit different than
I agree.
Some of the new stuff.
I think Sardine's more, I'd found synths and I like synths. Initially I was like, I don't like synths. And now I love synths, all synths. Yeah. Just give me only synths.
Yeah, it's like Wellesley was like a 2 out of 10 synth scale.
This Sardine's is now an 8.
10.
8 or 10. Yeah, right. Yeah, probably 10.
You've reached maximum synth.
Maximum synth.
You can't put any more in.
I don't think you can get
any. Anyway, so that's how we've changed.
You've done your own shows in Adelaide and across Australia. Have you also done festivals like Oh Yes, and you've supported huge bands like The Creases and stuff. So what are those experiences like?
That was unreal. Oh Yes was dope. Guy from Panau. He was crazy. He was just like walking around with like an old VHS camcorder, just like filming everyone.
Really?
He didn't say anything to anyone. It was like
that was pretty unreal.
Wacky. And just seeing like Duke Dumont, he was just DJing. He just had a cigarette with a side stage. He was just like smoking, rocking the DJ. I was like, man, this is dumb. This is like unreal.
We supported Northeast Party House as well as playing with them at OES. But just supporting bands like that who are heaps of fun and they just like to have a good time.
Yeah.
And the crowds go pretty guts. Mm. Yeah, so it's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Very fun.
In short, fun.
Got it.
And you're about to go on your own tour.
Correct.
Do you enjoy touring?
Freaking love it.
Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah? What's it like?
Lots of driving.
We tend to drive.
Except for Angus. Angus is flying. He's the one guy.
Ah.
Everyone else is like in the car. And he's freaking...
A lot of bands fly, but we don't have any cash. So I think it's cheaper to drive. I don't know.
I think also I like the drive. I think it's nice. It's fun.
I think Stefan's also afraid of heights.
I'm so afraid of heights. I hate elevators.
He's got
so
the phobia.
Much. I hate it. I don't know when it happened. I don't like elevators, and I'll take the stairs.
So what are your concerts like?
Dumb fun. Just, rowdy.
Yeah, they're good. We just... Don't take ourselves super seriously as well. Like, don't never take yourself too seriously. So we just embrace the rowdiness. And we also have embraced the fact that, like, technical shit always goes wrong.
Yeah, I saw Metallica and Lady Gaga, and I think, what's his name, James Hetfield's mic just stopped working.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
if it happens
to him, I'm like, dog, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe out here.
And he was
like,
fuming about it.
Yeah, he was. He was so you could see him just, like, yelling at the second. Like,
and that was just the song.
Yeah, that's it. She doesn't even have to.
Yeah.
So you've got all of your music up on Triple J Unearthed. Is that right?
Yeah, most of it. Yeah, you can only have 3 on there. So, but we've got like a bunch more songs on Spotify.
Everything's on Spotify now. That's where it
lives. Hit that up.
Yeah.
It lives there.
Yeah. Cool. And what advice have you got for young Adelaide kids who want to play music?
You heard of Nike? Just do it, dude. Just freaking rock it. Dead set.
Dude, like, I agree.
People yeah. like study and do things like that. I just think just freaking do it. Like yeah. you can't learn that.
Yeah.
In
well, I mean,
schools.
We like yeah. And you learn from your mistakes and just go out there and have a go, and then you balls it off one time, and then you do it differently the next time. Yeah. And then, yeah, just have a go. Just do
it. That's it.
Yeah.
And I want to play the yes-no game really quickly.
This is my favourite game.
Good, I'm glad right. you've heard of it. So I'm going to make a statement and you just say yes or no to it. Yes or no to manifesting your dreams?
Oh, yeah.
Dead
yes. That's a hard yes. That's a cement yes on that
And how
one.
Do you guys do it?
I just say it. I say it out into the atmosphere. I've got
you
one.
You ask the universe?
Oh, 100%. I got one where me and Ed Sheeran are best friends and I just say it. You know, like we went, I think... The initial dream was that I went on like one of those late night shows, and then we just bonded about how sweet like each other were and stuff. Like,
cool. Yeah,
yes, is it?
So
short.
Yes, that's gonna happen.
That's happening. It is. It's in the books. It's on the freaking radar.
What about people who call fruit dessert?
Nah, it's so not dumb. For me. That's dumb. I mean, probably technically, like sugar content wise.
Oh,
maybe,
that's yeah. But that's dumb. Not dumb.
I'm not gonna qualify my no.
Portrait orientation lock. Yes or no.
Oh, God, that's so annoying.
Oh, no.
I like
being able to flip it where I want. No.
I'm going to say both because sometimes when you want to watch a video and you just like, it's just stuck there. Then
yeah.
you're churning it on the side, having a really hard time figuring out what's going on. Yeah. Oh, it's on portrait lock.
I don't muck around with that sort of.
So you don't use it?
Devilry. I don't.
Walking around while brushing your teeth, yes or no?
How far? What are we talking? Like, are we talking like a
radius? Like, I'm talking...
Are we talking outside the house?
I'm talking like doing... No, inside the house doing jobs.
Like, I do it, but I also notice how I'm not actually brushing my teeth.
Yeah, I do.
I just, like, keep it cocked in the... You know what I mean? Like,
that one region right in the back, that's getting some, like...
Right in the toothbrush zone.
It's getting some good attention.
It just stays there. So, I mean, like, yes, but also I know...
It's redundant.
...that I'm not doing much. Brush your teeth, kids.
Thanks so much for coming into the studio, guys.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
And
come out
luck,
to the show on Friday.
Yo, yo.